Regardless of what you may think about the Mideast, to be there is to find yourself in centuries of history. Take the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. It marks a spot where Christian tradition says Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected. And now it's undergoing a restoration. For centuries, no one's been able to lay eyes on the hidden layers of the tomb. But reporter Daniel Estrin just took a peek.
In the center of the church is a structure called the Edicule. According to tradition, it houses the cave where Jesus was entombed. For centuries, it's been covered in marble. But now, experts are peeling away the marble to see what's really underneath. Kristen Romy is part of a National Geographic team documenting the restoration. She says a diverse cast of characters gathered to see what the experts would find.
It was really remarkable when you first got here because there was this wild group of priests and construction workers and police, and it was just a really fascinating group of people, and everybody just had this incredible sense of anticipation.
National Geographic archaeologist Frederick Hebert took me inside to see what was exposed.
We're walking into the Holy Edicule, which is the shrine to the tomb of Jesus Christ.
As we stood at the entrance, a clergyman approached the shrine and shook incense. Most of the daily church rituals continued as usual while the restoration work went on. We tiptoed around a pile of work tools and latex gloves and a yellow hard hat and took a peek into the shrine's innermost room. It's covered wall-to-wall in marble, and a large creamy marble slab, likely from the year 1555, was slid partially open, like the lid of a sarcophagus.
Yesterday they had pulled the marble off to see what was underneath. Underneath that there was a whole bunch of debris, and now they've cleaned off the debris moments ago.
And with the debris removed, they found another marble slab, a gray one, maybe from the 12th century.
It's partially broken off, so you can see other debris underneath it, but I don't believe that is the original rock. We still have more to go.
The archaeologist says ground-penetrating radar tests actually found cave walls standing 6 feet high behind the walls of this shrine. The restoration team has cut a hole into one of the marble walls, so for the first time, pilgrims will see the actual limestone wall of what's revered as Jesus' tomb.
Over there to the left is the window we opened to the marble slab. The holy rock is visible.
Antonia Moropoulou is from Athens. She's overseeing the Greek experts conducting the work here. They're stabilizing the old Edicule shrine because it's at risk of collapse. She said she and the work crews were overcome with emotion when they exposed the rock.
Of course, everybody could feel the energy in this place, an energy coming from the holy rock, from the tomb of Christ, and an energy from the prayers and the hope that it is inspiring in the world around it.
It's a miracle the restoration project is taking place at all. Six Christian denominations share custody of this holiest of Christian spots. There are turf battles, and it's nearly impossible to reach a consensus on renovations. Israeli police briefly closed the building last year because it was concluded to be unsafe. And that is what got the Christian communities at the church to jointly approve the restoration. But they granted the restoration experts only 60 hours to work in the inner sanctum of Jesus' tomb so the tomb could go back to being a place of prayer. For The World, Daniel Estrin, Jerusalem.